Summer, 1935. The Dream. Piano, my silent mother, I can touch you. You are cool and smooth and willing to stay with me. Stay with me. Talk to me. Uncomplaining, you accept the cover to your keys. And still, you make room for all that I place there. We close our eyes together, and together find that stillness like a pond. A pond, when the wind is quiet and the surface glazes, gazing unblinking at the blue sky. I play songs that have only the pattern of myself in them. And you hum along, supporting me. You are the companion to myself, the mirror with my mother's eyes. July, 1935. Midnight Truth. I am so filled with bitterness. It comes from the dust. It comes from the silence of my father. It comes from the absence of Ma. I could have loved her better. She could have loved me, too. But she's rock and dust and wind now. She's carved stone. She's holding my stone brother. I have given my father so many chances to understand, to reach out, to love me. He once did. I remember his smile, his easy talk. Now there's nothing easy between us. Sometimes he takes notice of me, like coming after me in the dust. But mostly I'm invisible. Mostly I'm alone. My father's digging his own grave. He calls it a pond, but I know what he's up to. He is rotting away like his father, ready to leave me behind in the dust. Well, I'm leaving first. July, 1935. Out of the dust. This is not a dream. There's no comfort in dreams. I try to contain the ache as I leave my bed. I try to still my heart as I slip from my room with my kerchief of dimes. Moving slowly down the stairs, I cross through the kitchen, taking only some biscuits, and leave my father's house. It's the middle of the night, and I hear every sound inside me, outside me. I go, knowing that I'll die if I stay, that I'm slowly, surely smothering. I walk through the calm night under the stars. I walk to where the train stops long enough for a long-legged girl to latch on. And as my heart races, I feel the earth tremble beneath me and then the sound of sharp knives, metal against metal, as the train pulls up to the station. Once I might have headed east to Mr. Roosevelt. Now I slip under cover of darkness inside a boxcar and let the train carry me west, out of the dust. August, 1935. Gone west. I am stiff and sore. In two endless days on this train, I have burned in the desert, shivered in the mountains. I have seen the camps of Dust Bowl migrants along the tracks. There was one girl. I saw her through the slat in the boxcar. She stared up at the passing train. She stood by the tracks watching, and I knew her. August, 1935.